What's your take of the sort of practical clinical applications of these data?
Well, this is a highly significant difference. Both arms of the study did well. It's not as though the bevacizumab arm did well because the chemotherapy-only arm did poorly. Both did better than we normally would expect. So I think that there's a real likelihood that this is a true finding, and that there'll be probably a lot of patients receiving the agent and a lot of patients who will be eligible for it. This is at least the seventh large trial that looked at standard good combination chemotherapy with a molecularly targeted agent added to it. All of them have been negative, with one exception, the bevacizumab trial. This is the first one of seven trials, each one with a minimum of 600 patients, where we've seen a difference. So I think the chances of this being correct are relatively high.
From a practical point of view, what about the selection of chemotherapeutic agent to combine with bevacizumab?
Of course, without having the direct information, it's hard to know. However, when you look at the other malignancies in which bevacizumab has had advantage, several now, it's with a whole variety of chemotherapy. So it would appear to be more tumor-related than chemotherapy-related. And obviously, again, a second trial using different drugs will completely answer that question. But I guess my prediction with that very cloudy crystal ball that I carry around would be that this is not chemo-specific.